This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here on the radio and bring up whatever's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. We're going to get into the stories that we actually intended to start the show with 2 hours ago. We had somebody call in about wages, and we ended up going in pretty deep into those topics. But I feel like we've exhausted that. So let's, and of course, you can call in and add in if you feel like it at 855.
I feel like I could talk about it for another 2 hours, but
probably.
I don't think we should.
We shouldn't. Yeah, 855 450 free. It won't be the last time it comes up, that's for sure. 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm, or call us on the Discord on-air call-in line, where we actually do have somebody. We're going to start the show out there. Or we did have somebody. They just disappeared. So anyway, if you want to jump in the Discord on-air call-in line, it's there for you over at discord.lrn.fm. So the story I wanted to start the show out with was this update on what's going on with the school shooting situation out in Florida. Apparently, according to NBCMiami.com, deputies will be carrying rifles on the grounds of local schools in Broward County in the wake of the Parkland shooting, according to Broward Sheriff Scott Israel. He said this on Wednesday this week. Israel said that only deputies who are, quote, qualified and trained, unquote, will carry rifles on school grounds. Does that mean
as opposed to deputies who are not qualified and trained to carry weapons?
Strange.
Are they going to carry weapons and go shoot dogs? Like, well, what exactly are the unqualified deputies going to do?
Yeah, I was wondering that myself. Here's what he further had to say. Quote, when they're not carrying the rifle until we look for gun locks and gun lockers, the only place when they're not slinging the rifle that will be allowed to be stored will be in their locked police vehicle, he said. The practice was implemented Wednesday morning, said Israel at a news conference. He says, quote, schools as soft targets need to be fortified. Now, what do you do when you fortify something? What sort of things do you fortify?
So here's what I'm thinking, and I'm not going to directly answer your question, but here's what I'm thinking as far as fortifications. You get double fencing.
Mm.
You put barbed wire at the top, razor wire as well, maybe
that's important.
You know, spikes in between the two rows of fencing, maybe some watchtowers.
How about gators?
Searchlights.
How about a moat with gators?
It is Florida.
Put them to work.
You know, possibly.
Hungry gators.
Yeah, you've got...
Just feed them the bare minimum.
You've got searchlights. You've got the towers. You have people patrolling the towers.
Right, right.
You can
machine
probably
gun turrets.
Even have...
If you're going to have a tower, you can put a machine gun up there.
Yes. there's a reason they call it day prison. Just go ahead and turn it into
that's
one.
That's right. That's
what he's talking
about.
Turn it into an actual prison.
About this?
Your crime is you're not 18 years old yet, and you don't have a piece of paper that says high school diploma.
Right.
I've already seen schools that look a lot like what you're describing.
That's
not
true.
With the guard towers, but
there's barbed wire fences.
The barbed wire fences, and I know somebody in Tennessee who actually went to a school that had this. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work to keep out guns.
You also need metal detectors. You need random cavity searches.
The cameras were supposed to... The whole idea behind the cameras...
Random? No. We need to make sure every single student that comes in there needs to bend over and cough like they did to me in jail.
No.
I'm saying the times at which you do them are random.
The whole reason that they started putting cameras in schools was because of Columbine, right? That's what I recall, anyway.
The school that I went to, and I graduated in 1996, which was 3 years before Columbine, we had cameras in the hallways.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
And we thought that was it. We called the school Hewitt Trustville Maximum Security Prison because we were the only school anywhere in the area, possibly the only one in the state at the time,
to
have cameras.
Resulted in a lot of more schools adding cameras. And
more schools adding them, yeah. But it was not the reason that they were introduced into the first school.
I wasn't arguing that. I'm sure there's places that had cameras before that. I just mean that one of the big excuses that they started adding them was because of Columbine. And I think it was just ridiculous because if you look now, look at how well that worked. It didn't stop any of the shootings that came after, and we have videos.
It didn't even stop the shooting in Columbine.
Did they have cameras there too?
Yes.
Oh man, that's
what about
just
landmines? Did you mention landmines?
I did not mention landmines. They don't have those in the yard of prisons.
That's a good point.
Because
nothing is too safe.
You get tied out in the yard, assuming that the prison that you're at actually has outside yard. The prison that I worked at, the outside was still inside.
That's how I know what you're
talking
about.
There was enough gating to allow sunlight in,
right,
to where
so it's legally.
It was legally outside because it got fresh air and a certain amount of daylight.
Yep. That's how it is here at the Keene Spiritual Retreat, as we like to call it.
Is it concrete ground?
You're inside, basically. With
I don't know if they use concrete or if they.
I can tell you that Keene,
it probably was
at the Keene Jail. You're in a room where there's a garage door that's higher up than you can reach. That door is open, and that lets the air come in and lets some light in as well. And so that's what they consider to be the outside area. Mm-hmm. And so yes, you're in a concrete cage.
The floor is the same stuff as
the rest
of the floor. Yeah. I don't know if it's concrete or if it's
something else.
Doesn't really matter. I'm just asking: is it really outside? Do you have grass?
That's why we said it is legally outside because fresh air comes in and sunlight comes in.
It's like being in a garage, basically.
Yeah,
a fortified garage that you can't escape from.
Yes.
All right. So schools as soft targets need to be fortified, said the sheriff. And so he's going to have multiple deputies on the school campuses in Broward County. And so that's up from now. Most schools, at least when I was growing up, they did start adding these school resource officers.
Yeah,
to
we never
schools.
Had those.
And I, you know, you and I were growing up similar times, so it was just coincidence that you didn't have them, but we did.
Right. Well, I am a couple years older than you.
Still, I remember they brought that in throughout my high school years, so it wasn't just like in the last year or something like that. And it was only one, so I suspect some schools already have added more than one.
Right.
But it sounds like they're adding several officers this detail.
It's interesting to define what that means because I believe in my school they were not they didn't have any sort of legal or authoritarian.
Oh, you're wrong. You probably didn't see them enact anything.
They didn't have any.
Cop. He can arrest you.
Right. So
he's got a gun.
My school had something similar, except that they were security. They were not
plain clothes.
Plain clothes. No. They weren't.
Were
cops.
They private security?
It was school hired in security people, basically.
Were they private security?
They had no arrest power.
That's surprising to me. So this was a government school?
It was a government school, yeah.
Okay. That's new to me.
They had a few people.
Because normally what you've got are what they call school resource officers, which is a cop.
Right. And
with
this is full
arrest capabilities.
This is why I'm asking. Let's define it. Because they called them school resource officers, I believe, too, where I went to high school. And it was different than the way I've heard it explained to me. And I'm like, oh, really? That shocks me that they're actual cops. In schools.
Yeah, that's pretty standard these days, I would say.
That's just blows my mind.
And now you're talking about multiple officers. He said he spoke with Broward School Superintendent Runcie, who supported the idea. A reporter asked if officers will carry AR-15s, and Israel said some would. The AR-15 is the very weapon used in the tragic shooting that left 17 dead at Stoneman Douglas High School last Wednesday. Israel said, quote, "It will be done safely. We need to be able to defeat any threat that comes onto campus."
So I wonder if that means that the you know, new deputies carrying these AR-15s are going to be as heroic as Deputy Scott Peterson, who was on duty and in uniform at Stoneman Douglas High School and stood outside the building for 4 minutes.
I am surprised that he is facing any kind of punishment for that, because
he resigned before the internal investigation was done.
And he got full retirement, too.
Because he had been there for 32 years.
Yeah. But I'm still surprised that they're making it sound like they are mad at him for that, because in many cases, they actually tell their officers to wait outside for backup because of officer safety.
It's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping. Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And for a long time, libertarians have been asking for something that's finally available. It's essentially a business directory, but it's much more than that. Liberty.menu. It's a place you can go to have your business, if you're a libertarian or a liberty-minded person, anarchist, voluntarist, however you describe yourself, if you are somebody who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this site is for you. Whether you have a business or you're looking for a liberty-oriented business, this is a site that brings those people together. If you have a business, you need to go to liberty.menu and get listed there. It's free. So there's really no reason not to do this. You can actually list more than one business. Daryl, how many entries are you up to on liberty.menu?
Well over 30.
30 entries. So you don't have 30 businesses. You've put other things on there like digital videos or...
I've put meetups. I've put businesses for other people. So Little Zoe's Take and Bake here
in cool.
Keene.
Yep.
They accept crypto. Added them. Yep.
So, and then eventually
I've added the Bitcoin vending machines
right. That
I do the service stuff on. I've added Corner News. I've added Local Burger.
Yeah. Now, at some point, if the actual business owner wants to take that over,
they can do that.
There's a way to transfer that.
Yes.
Correct? So it's a really slick site.
Right. I mean, you can mark whether or not you are the owner of the business or not.
Very, very slick stuff. And there's comments, there's reviews. So if you've been to the business, you can leave a review there for other people to benefit from. Liberty.menu, it is an amazing tool. I'm so happy that we're on board with helping to promote this thing. You really ought to go and check it out because it looks good, it works well, and it connects liberty-oriented businesses with liberty-oriented customers, which is what people have been wanting for a long time. There have been some lackluster efforts in the past, nothing that's really ever caught on. I think this is the one. Liberty.menu. Go check it out for yourself. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we're going to try out, once again, the Discord on-air call-in line, where Stephen is on the line calling from New England. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Talk about Bitcoin?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So, do you think it's stable?
No. I mean, well, what do you mean by stable? I mean, the price is all over the place.
Like, is the price going to stay the same, or?
No,
I think the price will stay the same for about the next 2.5 seconds, and then it will change.
Yeah. No, the price doesn't ever stay the same with Bitcoin. I mean, anybody can go look at the charts.
The price doesn't stay the same with any cryptocurrency, even the ones that are tried to be pegged to
nothing,
something.
No currency period stays the same. Right. I'm sorry, but they all fluctuate.
There's risk involved. That's why that we say if you can't afford to lose money, then don't put it into Bitcoin because it could go down in price. Over time, however, if you look at the graphs, you go to, let's say, coinmarketcap.com.
Right,
and
even things like gold and silver, the price has fluctuated over the last hour.
Sure. Well, yes, absolutely. But as I was saying, if you look at the price of Bitcoin over time, you'll see that over time it has trended upwards.
Right.
So there's no guarantee, however, that that will continue. It could all of a sudden die tomorrow, but that seems very unlikely. The more people accept it, the more businesses accept it, the more useful it becomes, the less likely it will go to zero.
What people have to realize, though, is like if you look at like the U.S. dollar and the Canadian dollar, the Canadian U.S. dollar was, I don't know, not that long ago, almost on par, and then it was like 1.5 within mm-hmm. like, I don't know, 6 months maybe, and the different currencies fluctuate. Right? Yep. That's just the way things are.
Right. When I was
and commodities fluctuate.
Yeah.
The price of everything fluctuates.
Yeah. Right. When I was in Mexico last time, it was 200 pesos for $10 U.S.
I have another question.
Now it was 170 for $10. Go ahead. Yeah.
You think 9/11 was staged?
There are a lot of opinions about 9/11. I don't know what you mean by staged. So can you explain that? Oh, he just dropped out of the call-in line. I guess that was his last question. So we don't get an explanation of what he means by staged, but do you guys want to answer the question?
I will answer the question thus.
Yep.
If George Bush held a press conference tomorrow and pulled off his mask and revealed, I'm actually a lizard.
Space alien.
No, the Klingon, you know, the reptilian.
They're space aliens.
Oh, I didn't realize they were space aliens. I just thought they were some kind of. But whatever.
People that believe that stuff.
The whole, you know, like, I'm actually a lizard. Here's how I planned everything. What difference does it make? Will the Patriot Act automatically be repealed? Right. Will the Patriot Act automatically be repealed because...
No.
Is there a clause in there of if George Bush reveals how he did it, then all of this goes away?
But, I mean, if George Bush is a lizard man, then, I mean, that's a pretty big revelation, Daryl.
Does the NSA cease to exist? Do the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and Afghanistanis that have been murdered in the war on terror, do they come back to life?
Nope.
Is Edward Snowden all of a sudden no longer going to be in exile? Does he get to come back to the United States and not face trial for exposing all of these horrible
things?
The
word staged.
What difference does it make?
The word staged suggests that it was, you know, done by some sort of outside organization that has yet to be revealed, or the government did it, or something else. I mean, was it staged in that they plotted in advance, and they executed a plot, and they, you know, went ahead with that? I don't know what the word staged really means in
right,
this
but
context.
Again, the question is, what difference does it actually make? We already know that governments screw things up. We know that governments kill people. I don't think that George Bush is competent enough to have carried this thing out without anybody finding out about it.
Especially given that you would have to cover it up with probably the assistance of hundreds, if not thousands, of other individuals who'd have to keep their mouths shut. I mean, the conspiracy theories about this, ultimately, the only difference it would make, Daryl, would be the conspiracy theorists would be able to go, yeah, yeah, we told you so. I mean, that's really the only thing that's...
Right. But the Patriot Act remains law.
Yeah.
The war on terror keeps existing because they still hate us.
Mm. Absolutely. What are your thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was awfully convenient, but at the same time, how am I supposed to know? How is anybody supposed to know? I mean, do you really think it's going to be anything's going to change even if it did happen? I agree with Daryl. It doesn't matter much.
There's no way
to really know. And
I think there's some interesting questions around 9/11, but will we ever get any answers?
I wouldn't put it past the government to do it, but I'm not going to go and say the government did it because I have no idea. I have no idea.
How did a passport survive almost intact when nothing else from the building survived intact?
Well, how did Building 7 end up going down in the way that it did? I know the claim is it just caught on fire in some places, but what?
Sometimes in life we just don't have answers to stuff, and you shouldn't, you know, it's making stuff up or trying to piece stuff together that, you know, just could be go either way. It doesn't help explain
the problem. Really the problem is with the theories is the rabbit hole aspect of, you know, you get into the world of conspiracy theory and you don't get out.
And
it just keeps getting deeper
and
deeper.
And then there's, regarding 9/11 specifically, which is what he asked about, there's the theory of the U.S. government allowed it to happen. And then there's the theory that the United States government made it happen.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or then there's the reality that it happened because of the U.S. government's involvement and meddling in the Middle East.
That happened. Yeah.
Yeah, there's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord call-in chat room, or the Discord on-air call-in line, is at discord.lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl. Also, I want to let you know about My Pillow. Great pillow. I missed it in Mexico when I was there for...
Oh, you forgot to take it with you?
No, I didn't forget. I made the choice of not taking it just because you can only bring so much stuff down into another country. And somebody in customs stole my headphones, so I certainly wouldn't want them stealing My Pillow.
Mm.
So anyway, MyPillow.com is where you can go to get yours. You get half off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Why do you want it? Well, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, and it does a great job at that. And it's also washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It is designed for that. In fact, when you first get your MyPillow, it's all compressed because they ship it, and they compress it to ship for space purposes, and so you have to put it in the dryer to kind of poof it out. So check it out over at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Get your half off there. If for some reason you don't like it, though, within the first 60 days, which should be way more than enough time to determine whether you like it or not, then you can send it back to the company. They'll send you your purchase price back. And if you keep it, as we have done, the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you for 10 years. That's MyPillow.com using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. To the phones, to the fun, where Caleb is listening in Tennessee to WGOW-AM. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First of all, I just want to say I'm sorry that someone stole your headphones from customs. That's just terrible.
You say, what? I'm sorry. What about you're sorry that...
He apologized that somebody stole your headphones when you went through customs.
Oh, yeah. I just couldn't make out the final words. It may have been the TSA, actually, not customs, because TSA actually left a note in my checked bag that said, you know, we tossed your bag. And, of course, it looked like they tossed it. They just shove everything back in there and whatever.
Yeah, and when you mentioned that to me, I said, I wonder if it was just... You know, incompetence of they thought everything was back in and, you know, the headphones fell on the floor and they didn't notice.
Well, either way, somebody ended up with a pair of headphones.
Right, right.
Well, TSA has been known to be very dishonest. I mean, there are some incompetent issues that come with them, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah, I know a girl who got drugs stolen from her from the TSA and they never arrested her for it.
Oh,
the drugs just weren't there. I mean, it was a bad idea to smuggle drugs through through an airport.
Yeah,
but she made it through just without the drugs. Some TSA.
That reminds me of that guy who called the cops because he got ripped off in a crack deal.
Yeah.
So they tossed. I'm pretty sure it was the TSA. My reasoning for this, because certainly the Mexican customs are known for taking things too, but TSA, I believe it was them because the Mexican guys never charged me for the cigarettes that I was bringing down there. Angel Clark, who lives in Acapulco, who's one of the talk show hosts on LRN.FM, she had been getting, Mexican customs had been stealing her cigarettes that her dad was trying to ship her through the mail. So she figured, all right, have dad send the cigarettes to Ian. Ian will bring down in his in his checked bag and
that's
make
how it has to be done.
Make it more likely that he's going to get through with it. But she said that if Mexican customs, they may or may not charge me for them for like a duty kind of tax, you know, you're importing these things. But Mexican customs never charged me for the cigarettes, so that tells me they didn't go through the bag.
Yeah,
right?
if you want to send something to Mexico, it's got to go through a private carrier, otherwise you're going to...
It's going to get taken.
Yeah.
I hear the coyotes are really good, you know.
Yeah, sure. So what were you calling about?
Well, originally I called in because I wanted to talk about the gun control and mental health issue, but I heard your last caller, he just asked you about is 9/11 an inside job? And here's the thing, I understand it's a very open-ended question, and it's a very sticky subject because there's so many different angles to talk about it, and it's a very detailed situation. And one thing I will say is that one of your fellow broadcasters under the GNC radio company was Alex Jones. Jones is very vivid about that topic. And if anybody really wants some questions answered, I believe they should go look at Alex Jones because he has covered that topic very well.
Well, okay, so let's look at all the sides of this. Alex Jones has covered the topic, but there are also people who have covered the covering of the topic, meaning they've rebutted many of the points that a lot of the conspiracy theorists have made on this. And then there's also rebuttals to the rebuttals and rebuttals to the rebuttals for the rebuttals. And then you can just go in as deep into this rabbit hole as you want to. But there was a movie that everybody talks about called Loose Change. You got to see Loose Change. Remember this one from a decade ago? Well, there's Loose Change Guide that goes point by point through Loose Change and rebuts all of the points that Loose Change makes. So, like, when you hear one side of this thing, it sounds like, well, that's well-researched. These people know what they're talking about. But then you read another side of it, and it's like, those people know what they're talking about. And it's just, you pick your favorite, because there's no real way to know for sure what happened.
I understand there's a lot of counter-arguments to the points that people make, but one thing is people want to look at World Trade Center 7, and that is a building that fell down that was not the Twin Towers. Because everybody knows about the Twin Towers, but if you look at World Trade Center 7, you go online, you can watch it. They have a nice compilation where they have the falling of World Trade Center 7 alongside of a bunch of casinos being
demolished,
torn down in a controlled, a controlled demolition. And the official story about World Trade Center 7 was that it was office fires that made it fall. And there's a lot of engineers out there that will tell you that, you know, office flames will not cause the actual fall of the building. But that's just
I don't even understand. Like, that's, I got to agree with you. Like, to me, as somebody who has been doing this show for 15, 16 years and have heard every single call and have watched, I've watched some of the conspiracy videos on this stuff. That's always been, to me, the biggest question mark about it. It was like, okay, you're going to claim that this building fell because of fires. What, they didn't have a fire suppression system in World Trade Center 7? I mean, it didn't get hit by any planes. Yeah, the claim is that the debris water, from the other building...
Wasn't the water cut or something? The mains are cut because of the Trade Center towers or something? And then the
I never heard that.
Out,
I've never heard that.
And the, why and would they normally, cut the... It, well, it was built over a power station, and so the structure was designed differently than most buildings, and then it...
I know the structure was designed differently,
because then,
there wasn't a solid foundation.
And because of the some sort of damage that occurred, the fireproofing didn't work the way it was supposed to, and magically...
The asbestos got knocked off of the steel beam.
Right, which is what protected it, I believe, from the... Normally, we should have protected it from fire.
The asbestos in Building 7? The one that didn't get hit by anything except for some debris.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is
why it's all like it sounds plausible to me, but at the same time, it's like there's a lot of things that are like,
and then there's videos of other buildings on fire in a much worse way than Building 7 that don't go down.
Right, and that's because their design is different. if the fire suppression systems were working, the building wouldn't have gone down, right? But
I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
I don't understand why a fire suppression system isn't going to work. Those things get tested, don't they?
Right.
Yeah,
but
he's saying it's under certain conditions.
Cut off the water supply to the building, then the fire suppression system isn't going to work because it relies on water.
That's interesting. It's the first I've heard that they cut off the water supply to a building that's on fire. What?
Well, no, because there was more than just the trade centers that got damaged. Like, there was a subway system that was nearby that got damaged.
There's the Millennium Hilton across the road.
That building's on fire over there. Let's cut the water supply off to this area. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Caleb. Anything else you want to share?
Well, this wasn't the real topic I wanted to talk about, but I will say this one thing that the word conspiracy has been a very perverted term because it has a literal definition, but when people, well, at least most people, hear the word conspiracy, they think that it's something that's not true and it's just a crazy idea. But, you know, conspiracy under the law is a real legal term, and people have been convicted in the court of law for...
Sure. I mean, there are conspiracies in the world.
The word conspiracy means a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And there are true conspiracies out there. There have been many of them over the years. I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin is a great example of that. And we can go through all kinds of existing, real, confirmed... what we're talking about here are conspiracies that are now fact versus theory. Right, so we're in the realm of theory because nobody knows for sure. But Caleb, hang on, we'll bring you back for your other point here in moments. Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you're on the line right now, or if you get on very quickly. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can go to our website, freetalklive.com. You can get behind the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can do it with PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin Core. Go and get signed up. You get perks like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP only Discord chats. Go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us. We take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations. We're getting close to 180. We're at 179 stations right now. We can get more. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And the AMP program helps us with that. And you get those cool perks. Get all the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. Gentleman who was on the line dropped off, so we're going back to more of your calls and thoughts here. Chris in New Mexico, I believe, listening over there to KABQ. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Well, that was quick.
Welcome. We aim to please.
I'd like to continue on that minimum maximum wage.
Sure.
I agree with the caller about the 100 or 150 factor, and there are lots of reasons for that. But let's go back to the minimum wage. You kind of said that people don't understand economics.
Yeah.
I don't have a degree in economics. I'm 67
years old. We don't either.
Okay. I'm 67 years old. I'm not a libertarian, so I actually believe government has a role to play. And there's one reason for that. It's that otherwise people end up with slave wages. When people have slave wages, and by the way,
there's no evidence for that. I mean, Daryl, I know that you might be you're probably listening to the first hour of the show right now, but Daryl, you looked at the numbers of people that are receiving the minimum wage in the United States, and you're talking about less than 3%.
Correct. Less than 3%, and by and large, we're talking about high school and college students or a spouse that is working a second job could be either their second job or just a second job for the household.
So the evidence is to the contrary. The evidence is that the marketplace actually raises wages over time.
Three-fifths of the people that make minimum wage work in restaurants.
Yeah, but the thing is the government usually raises wages, or the companies raise wages, based on minimum wage. And by the way, I knew an employee in New Mexico who was making way below the minimum wage. And I said, well, how is that possible? Well, I'm working at Taco Bell, and they are assuming I make 15% in tips, which she did not. And they were paying her back then $3.50 an hour, and she was raising
kids. I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Fine. Taco Bell doesn't have servers. You're saying they classified their employees as servers?
I don't know if she was basically bussing the tables.
Oh, I'd be shocked if that were the case. I think she might have been telling you a story, because usually...
Oh, hell no. She was my neighbor, and her kids were working for me in the... And by the way, this was the law in California, too. They used to pay below minimum wage until the 90s, where they said, oh, no, you cannot count the tips.
And so what you're saying is, if I want to go into a business and make an agreement with the owner to work for $5 an hour, you think men with guns should come in there and stop that from happening?
No. But by the way, this is how it works.
Stop that from happening.
Okay, this is how it works. If you pay people $5 an hour, let's assume that, no minimum wage, taxpayers are going to end up taking care of them. That's already going on at Walmart. Walmart pays sub-living wages, so they end up on Medicaid and food stamps.
So you're conflating minimum wage and living wage.
I'm sorry?
I said you are conflating the terms minimum wage and living wage.
Well, the
people I know from Walmart said they were taken care of. Well, maybe what you're talking about is people who work for Walmart who have bad financial habits and who don't know how to save their money and take care of things and live with roommates or whatever.
No, you can look up the numbers. If you make $9 an hour at Walmart, which is, I think, what they do now is $9 an hour across the country, or maybe a little bit more, you're eligible for Medicaid and food stamps. So society is subsidizing Walmart. Do you understand?
Well, I'm against that. I'm against subsidizing corporations. I think that all welfare should be abolished as well. I think that people who need help should reach out to their neighbors for help from people who care.
The bigger subsidy to Walmart is the free land that they're getting from all of these municipalities to attract them to come in to wind up getting the tax revenue.
We're a little bit on the same wavelength here. You're against welfare for the people, and you're against welfare for the
corporate welfare. Yeah, I'm against that, too. I'm against all kinds of
forced redistribution of wealth. Yeah, forced redistribution of wealth, right.
I'm in favor of voluntary, if people want to support charities, if people want to support their neighbors directly, I think that's great.
But that doesn't work, right? You know what happens.
Why doesn't it work? There are people that give billions of dollars to charity every single year in this country.
Well, the more you reduce taxes, by the way, the less people give to charities, and that's well proven. So now
most people in this country donated back in the day 10% of their income to charity. You cannot tell me that reducing taxes is going to have the opposite effect.
Right. People use taxes as their excuse to not donate to charity. They just figure, it's already taken care of. I've already paid taxes for this. The reverse is the case.
Look at the studies. This is completely the opposite. The more you increase taxes, the more people say, if I'm going to pay 90% in taxes, Eisenhower taxes, 92%, I might as well give to charities instead. I might as well invest in my business.
Oh, he's a tax writer.
You're talking about write-offs. No. We're talking about getting rid of taxes. Not some sort of tax write-off scenario.
Well, that's
here's the problem with studies is you can find a study to support whatever you want to support.
Yeah. I know that if I have more disposable income, that means more I can give away. That means more that I can give to the local independent homeless shelter,
the local food pantry. Give away all that much. The problem is a lot of the people who are, need charity right now and government subsidies and health care and things like that are not making as much as they would be making if you got rid of taxes, because their their incomes would double.
The poor don't pay taxes.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, they do. They pay sales tax.
They pay sales
tax
and
property tax.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, most people don't own, so they don't pay property tax. But
they do. The property tax through their rent, dude. What do you think's going on there? They might not be directly paying the property tax, but they are paying the property tax
for the landlord.
Increased rent.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to collect, if I didn't have to pay property tax, I could lower my rents.
You are
as
a landlord. You're a landlord, and you're paying a property tax, and you're telling me that property tax is so huge that...
It is significant.
Yeah, right? Up here in Keene, New Hampshire, on a $200,000 house, it's $6,000 a year. We're talking about several hundred dollars a month in property tax.
It is high.
Yeah, it's insane. Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. But call us again sometime, because I think it's an interesting discussion. We're right at the end of the show. And, of course, right at the end of the show is when everyone calls in.
Of course.
For whatever reason, Mike is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey. Real quick.
Whoa. I got to let our board op turn you down, because you're just slamming the meters there, Mike. Or maybe back away from your phone or something, because you're just you're cranking it. We can't hear you.
Well,
I mean, we can't
complain at work that I have... Yeah. One of those voices that care. So.
Okay. We got you now. Go ahead.
Very good. When you're talking about minimum wage and the maximum wage, we had a maximum wage in this country from 1935 to 1980s. And what that does is it forces people taking a $400 million bonus and then quitting their job. Like happened out in California with Blue Cross and
Can
Blue
you
Shield.
Say that again? We lost some packets from your cell phone. Say that one more time. What happens?
You don't have CEOs paying themselves $400 million bonuses in retiring. It happened out in California with Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's happened several times in the last 10 years here in Northeast Ohio to where the steel factories were having issues because China was dumping steel. The government did nothing to protect the markets. And then the steel factories shut down. But the CEOs and the top executives took tens of millions of dollars out of the companies with them, sold off the retirement plans to the federal government. The employees got 15 cents on the dollar for their retirements, which was part of their compensation agreement that you're talking about, which was violated by the company filing bankruptcy. So, you
that
know,
sounds like an absolute mess. Mike, I wish we had more time for you, but we're out of it for tonight. But feel free to call another time. Out of time now. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, we're at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.